You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're joined by Mr. Dean Kilby, a biochemist and clinical manager for Collective Care in Sydney, Australia. Mr. Kilby, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, tell the audience a little bit about your background and how you became a leading metabolic expert.
Sure. Well, my background training is as a biochemist, a medical biochemist and biotechnologist. And from a young age, always had some exposure to ill health issues in my immediate family. My father had an inflammatory bowel disorder called Crohn's disease. He later passed away from cancer. He had a form of leukemia. My brother is a type 1 diabetic. He also passed away, unfortunately, at a young age. He died at 43. So I was very committed to developing a career in this field and seeing how not only how much I could learn about these various disease states, but what I could do about it to contribute to other people. So I have had some training in cell growth and metabolism and various disorders associated to that in the laboratory. I was a research scientist for a number of years, but never had the fulfilling experience of being able to contribute to people who are dealing with these issues directly and being able to experience and witness immediate results. So I developed various relationships with different medical experts that gave me that chance. And that's part of why I guess, have become involved with Collective Care, the medical group that I'm associated with. And I also manage their metabolic clinic. And it's exciting for me, although I wasn't able to make that kind of a difference to my brother and a couple of other close friends that I've lost along the way. I get to contribute a difference-making opportunity to other people.
A lot of interesting background information there, and certainly makes a lot of sense why you've chosen this field of expertise. Now, in your experience, what are the key causes to weight issues facing Australians?
Yeah, that's a good question. And when we look at the demographic here in Australia, two-thirds of the adult population are overweight, a third are obese. And it's a leading cause of many of the health issues that people face. The underlying cause of weight gain in Australia has been the large consumption of carbohydrates and mostly sugar. And consuming carbohydrates and sugar, what this does is it causes our pancreas to produce insulin. And over time, the continued consumption of carbohydrates causes the insulin receptors on our cells to become resistant to insulin. So then the pancreas starts to overproduce insulin. I liken it to if your pancreas is like the mother in a household and your tissues like your muscle and your liver and even your fat cells that would ordinarily respond to insulin, if the children aren't doing what the mother's asking, the mother has to nag. After a little while, the children kind of get used to that level of nagging. And the only option the mother has is to nag louder. It's kind of what happens in our body. Our tissues stop responding to insulin, so then our pancreas has to overproduce insulin. And this is a really big problem because insulin is the only hormone in the human body that can cause the creation and storage of triglycerides into fat cells. Triglycerides are the molecule with which we store fat. And when a person gets their what we call BMI, so your body mass index, over 30, which is considered to be obese, studies have shown that these people can die 7 years earlier than a person with a normal BMI, which would be below 25. And also these people who, you know, they've got elevated blood pressure, their blood sugar levels increase, they have high cholesterol, they're a dramatically increased cardiovascular risk, they've got an increased risk of developing certain cancers. And for women, also polycystic ovary syndrome is a big issue. And this is all related to the overproduction of insulin. And that overproduction of insulin, going back again, is because of the overconsumption of carbohydrates and in particular sugar. So this is something that I think the general population are becoming more and more aware of, but I don't think people fully understand the real impact of what I like to term glucose toxicity. And the carbohydrates that we eat all get turned into glucose, and it really is toxic for our body when we overconsume it.
And certainly appreciate your sharing that very important information. Now, also, what in your experience is the biggest misunderstanding that people have when it comes to their metabolisms?
Yeah, misunderstandings. I think people, we use the term metabolism. Some people might say he or she or I have a fast or slow metabolism, not fully understanding what that actually might mean and is that a true statement one way or the other. Some people seem to be able to eat whatever they want and they never gain weight. Other people just have to look at a donut and they gain a kilogram. And it's a difficult thing for people to get their head around. And we come up with all different weird and wonderful explanations in our heads about why that is the case. In reality, I think the biggest misconception is that it should be easy to maintain a healthy weight. It really isn't. From an evolutionary perspective, the human body was designed to put fat on. It wasn't designed to take it off so readily. So when people do find themselves overweight or obese, they're often caught in a state of metabolic derangement. And it takes a very unbalanced approach to correct that issue. The other major misconception, I think, and misunderstanding is, in reality, very few people actually have underactive thyroids. And I think people tend to misdiagnose themselves or think of themselves as having an underactive thyroid. This would be what in the medical terms we call hypothyroidism. It's really not that common. And a lot of the overweight issues that people deal with have been caused by excessive nutrient intake and the incorrect proportions of those macronutrients. And the good news is it can be reversed through dietary interventions. You don't have to rely on medications, although in many cases it is necessary.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Dean Kilby, a biochemist and clinical manager for Collective Care in Sydney, Australia, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, taking on a new year as we're well into 2019 and people have wanted to make changes, especially when it comes to their weight, how have those who reach success prioritized their goals so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, people need to be doing it for themselves, not for anyone else. In other words, you've got to love yourself enough to make those changes and put your health first. Putting your health first would be an expression of that love for yourself. And if you don't look after this skin bag, this machine that allows us to proceed through and experience life, then we really can't fully enjoy life. And, you know, losing weight, it's not just about looking great either. And this does occur, but it's really more about regaining as much health as possible. And when I say health, I mean fitness, I mean vitality, I mean the ability to wake up in the morning and actually wake up. I mean the ability to utilize your body to fulfill on what you're really committed to optimally. And so a person can live a really high quality and also quantity of life. I don't think it's realistic to think that we can all live to 150 or even 120 years, but we certainly can dramatically expand or increase the health span. That's the number of years that we live healthfully, not get to 55 and then experience a steady decline for the next sort of three decades. You really do have the opportunity to avoid the chronic diseases that seem to plague Western society, from heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, cancer, and also degenerative neurological diseases such as dementia. And these can all be dramatically, the risk of developing them can be dramatically reduced just by handling your weight and therefore your health. And, it's got to be about specific outcomes as well. So if you're starting this new year, you got to be thinking, what difference would it make to your life if you could just walk upstairs without getting out of breath? Or what if you could come off some of your medication or reduce the doses of your medication or the number of medications that you would have to take? Or are you able to just get down and play with the kids for a little while? I think these simple outcomes, they sound simple, but they could be life-changing for many people. And it starts with that commitment to yourself.
That is so true and well stated, and you can put your hat on that one. That's one of the takeaways big time here today. Lastly, and in your experience, what is to be truly expected when people start on a weight loss journey?
Well, when people start on a weight loss journey, they've got to don't go it alone. That would be, I think, the number one contribution that I could offer right now, and have someone who's willing to work with you and someone who's willing to hold themselves accountable for the outcome. It's not about the right diet, and you do need the right diet. And it's not about the right philosophical view. It is about correcting whatever health issue you currently are dealing with. So if I can share with you some of my clients, where it would start is a medical checkup. Those dieters would then have that continued medical oversight. I work with that client such that they, for themselves, are at the source of what it takes to produce the result. I put them on a low carbohydrate diet where we give the body a break, a temporary break from the glucose toxicity, and enough of a break where their pancreas can regenerate and their tissues can resensitize to the insulin. They lose the weight. My dieters lose on average 1 to 3 kilograms of fat per week. And I make sure that their lean muscle mass is maintained. And this is a temporary period of time that they're on this kind of program. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And then I would transition them back to a normal diet and teach them how to maintain that result for the rest of their life. And I stabilize them so it's no longer a concern. And they don't have to be so concerned about or lose sleep about their health. You know, we don't want to live a life worried about whether or not we're going to be a burden on those that we care about when we have a heart attack or develop dementia. We really can get on with living our life and be as productive as possible. And that's ultimately what you want to be committed to. And you want to find people that are willing to hold themselves accountable for that kind of result.
Mr. Kilby, it has been more than a pleasure to have had you, and you really have shared some great information, have inspired the audience when it comes to their weight and their health. No doubt about that. You've inspired me personally. If listeners wanted to get more information on Collective Care there in Sydney, Australia, where could they get the details?
Yeah, absolutely. Information about our clinic is online, collective.care, and reach out, contact us, come into our Bella Vista clinic for a free consultation. If it is something that you've been thinking about for some time, stop procrastinating, take the action. All there is now, and we're available to help you the whole way. So please be in touch.
Dean, we certainly appreciate your time today on the program. Continued success. Thanks for what you do in the space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Yeah, you too. My absolute pleasure. Thanks very much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Dean Kilby, a biochemist and clinical manager for Collective Care in Sydney, Australia. And for all the details, visit collective.care. And this has been Eric Dye for Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And join us again for another episode here on Enterprise Fit Radio that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.